Dr. Grace Campbell let out a yelp as a hand settled on her shoulder. Easy, Tiger. She spun in her lab chair, her heart pounding a million miles an hour. She'd been lost in her research, double-checking all her findings as she prepared her paper for presentation at the World Health Organization conference taking place in a couple of weeks. It was extraordinary research, and she needed to be absolutely clear on how nations could prepare for a health crisis that had the potential to kill millions. Tim Fitzgerald smiled down at her in that familiar, easygoing way he had. "You scared me to death," she said, pressing her hand to her heart as if that would slow it down. "I could tell. Any idea what time it is?" Grace blinked. The last she'd looked, it had been almost 5 p.m. "I don't know. 6? Tim shook his head, his smile indulgent. "Try 10:45. Her stomach fell as she processed the information. "Crap!" Grace started to break down her equipment, stowing the slides and shutting off the microscope. "I've missed the party. My mother will kill me. My father..." She shuddered to think of what her father would say. Senator Preston H. Campbell III did not appreciate his children missing events they'd promised to attend, especially when they were campaign events, and he was in the process of seeking funding for a go at the presidency. He hadn't formally announced his run, but he'd intended to tonight. And she'd missed it. "It's all over the news that your father is running for president," Tim said as if on cue, and her stomach tightened a little more. "It's not really a surprise, is it?" She tried to keep her voice light, but inside she was a mess of nerves and emotions. "Not a surprise, maybe, but still big news." He didn't say what she knew he was thinking. The profile of the lab was about to become a lot more public as the media swarmed on everything Campbell-related, which could be good news or not so good news. She thought of her research and tried to calm the churning in her belly. She really should have eaten more than a donut this afternoon. Tim helped her gather her things, purse, laptop, umbrella, while he chatted amiably and walked out of the lab with her. She badged out, then started fumbling for her car keys. She wanted them in her hand before she stepped outside the building. "You already missed the party. Want to get a drink?" Grace blinked. Her eyes were tired, and she realized her glasses were still perched on top of her head. She'd put them up there to look through a microscope. Now she pulled them back into place and stared as Tim came into focus. She'd been at Magnolia Laboratories for 6 months, and he'd never paid her much attention other than the usual polite colleague chit-chat. But her father had just announced he was running for president. As the only unmarried Campbell daughter, she was a prime catch in some circles. On her own, she couldn't attract the attention of any man, much less one who looked like this one. Tim was tall and good-looking, with brown hair and warm brown eyes. He even had a tan, heaven bless him, which was pretty rare for a guy who spent his time bottled up in a laboratory.
I can't tonight, Gray said, swearing under her breath for stammering.
She wasn't 10 anymore, and she no longer had a horrible overbite thanks to modern orthodontia. But she was still plain and, well, mousy when compared with the dazzling light of her three sisters. Three married, successful sisters. Tim was frowning now.
"Come on, Grace, one drink. How about it?"
She ran through the possibilities. They went for a drink. It was nice. He kissed her goodnight. They started to date. Maybe he'd come to some family events with her. They'd get engaged, and then...
No.
Just no. If he'd asked her before tonight, if he'd asked at any time in the past 6 months before her father announced he was seeking the presidency, she might have said yes. God knew it had been a long time since she'd had a man in her life. And while she didn't necessarily believe she had to have one to be happy, she would admit that sex was a whole lot more fun with someone else than by yourself with a vibrator and a steamy romance novel.